One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are the New Debut Podcast. My name is Max Fallis. Give it up for me. Thank you very much. Thank you. And if you ever want to hear a grown man giggle, all you have to do is ask.
Who the fuck is that guy?
That, of course, is the BBR Bagman. Looking at him smiling on the camera right there. How are you, sir?
Today is a good day.
Tell me why today is a good day, sir.
I got to do a lot of fun stuff with the kids, and we have a fun trip coming up that we're going to talk about. It's unfortunate that things have kind of gone sideways, and I have my own correction. I'm going to correct myself in this episode before anybody else needs to.
Stop the press. Who is that? What do you got?
So in our As Seen on TV episode, we were talking about the A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the nostalgia, I decided to go back and start watching early episodes.
Okay.
And of course, the boys were all excited about it. My wife was confused about who the heck is that guy in the first two episodes. And I was like, oh, that's Face. He got replaced by Dirk Benedict after the pilot.
Yeah.
But in our episode, I had said that I remembered them only having a Ruger Mini 14 for several episodes. Yeah, misremembered that entirely. Like episode 3 or episode 4, Hannibal pulls out a full-on belt-fed M60 light machine gun, wets down a illegal fight ring in a prison.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well,
yeah.
So I
was wrong. Hannibal was not playing.
So they had more of a budget than we assumed with the first season.
In some episodes, yes. And I keep seeing, and I sent you a picture of it, this Mac-10 with what appears to be an Uzi parts kit strapped onto the front and back.
It's totally
to form
kit-bashed.
An Umaxi. Totally
yeah,
yeah,
it's like...
I guess they wanted it to look like an Uzi, but all they had was a Mac-10 and a couple of spare parts, so they figured nobody's going to look that closely. They certainly won't be looking at this 40 years later, analyzing it.
It looked like four different firearms, like one piece of each. Almost like, remember the old flip books where you could have like eyes of this person, mouth of this person, and neck of, like, it looked like one of those. And, it's
Frankenstein's head, Wolfman's body, and Medusa's tail.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what, I think it was Murdoch had it in his hands, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
in that photo. Well, we try to, laugh at ourselves sometimes. We don't claim to know everything, just something. And it breeds great conversations. And one of the great conversations that we've been having is about this upcoming road trip down to IV-8888, right? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So Iraq Veteran 8888 from YouTube hosts a range day for content creators, manufacturers, YouTubers, podcasters, all kinds of people go down. I started going a few years ago to represent a company I was dealing with and help them out, and subsequently have gotten invited back every year since. And it's a good time. There's a ton of vendors there. It's invitation only, which means generally there's no riffraff there.
Mm.
It's not like it's just a wild free-for-all that's open to the public that can get a little out of control. These guys really run a very professional operation. And Eric, who hosts the channel, and his wife, Brandy, put on a tremendous event every year. So we're going down for that in Georgia. And hopefully we don't get hit with this tropical storm, hurricane, stormageddon, whatever that's coming. And I'm just really sad that you mentioned to me earlier today that you're not going to be able to come with us.
No, sadly, I will not be able to make the journey. Those that have been following the saga of the gun safe and my foot, I used up every last vacation day I had to maintain financial stability while sitting in front of my computer with a damaged wound. So when I put the request in, the request was denied. I don't have any more vacation days that the big boss will allow me to legally take off, which is sad, and will explain my low demeanor on this episode, because I'm very disappointed. I was looking forward to going. You know, the Bagman has made this event sound extremely fun, and I was just really hoping to make some content for you, the listener, you know, see some cool stuff for the first time. And I know the Bagman was excited to show me all the cool stuff that you damn sure ain't legally going to be able to have here in New Jersey. So
it's really a big shift from what the average gun owner has up here. Because you're talking suppressors and machine guns and submachine guns, and there's usually a cannon there and exploding targets and every variety of new and historical firearm you can think of. There's guys that are mad scientists of the industry trying out new things that are just a lot of fun. CMMG is always there with their full auto mutant and a couple of Banshees, and I'm sure some new stuff that hasn't even been shown anywhere else yet. Mean Arms is going to be there with their bearing delay system, which is a fascinating system to run a 9mm carbine, similar to like a roller delay, but it's bearing delayed and designed specifically for pistol calibers.
So you're talking like I know what the hell you're talking about. What's a delay? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's all science. Listen, I'm just spitting stuff out there so the listeners can be like, what? Yeah. Okay. You're going to have to follow up, because we're going to shoot some video while we're down there, and I will get content with them where they can explain it better than I can. Deal. But if you look at like a roller delayed system, like in an MP5, there's a set of rollers on the bolt face that interlock with the chamber, and that's part of the gas blowback system. There's a certain amount of pressure required to make that move, and instead of using rollers, they've developed a bearing system, so it's almost entirely frictionless. It's just fascinating how fast and light recoil it is. Yeah, it's tremendous. So
is this working in combination with the buffer spring, like for the blowback?
Yes. So that, the buffer is going to push it closed. The buffer and spring are going to push it closed, but this is a different lockup mechanism within the chamber and the bolt face. So, yeah.
Okay.
We'll get video and we'll talk about it on the show when I get back. Okay. But for now, just understand it's really very different from anything else on the market.
Interesting.
And Matt from Mean Arms has given me a homework assignment from last year that I will be turning in this year, because I've come up with a solution to his formulaic problem that he threw at me. So we're going to do that. You know, rub elbows with cool people. Gun Doctor TV is going to be there. He's one of my favorites. Hopefully Opie and the Smokies and Jay from Liberty Bell Firearms and, you know, a bunch of the other cool people that I've met there over the years are going to be there again, and we'll get to hang out, because it's as much a social event as it is a business event. Mm-hmm. So it's just always a good time with those guys.
Well, the small upside is that we've got a shipment of stickers going down. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's like the doggy bag or the door prize there's for everybody that comes in.
Brandy puts together a gift bag for everybody. They do an event t-shirt for everybody. So we sent down a batch of stickers for Brandy to throw in the gift bags, and hopefully everybody gets some of the stickers. And originally the plan was whatever we couldn't fit into the gift bags, we were going to bring down some extras. And you and I can talk about that after the show and come up with a plan for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we should, hopefully we get some more listeners tuned in because of that exposure and some more feedback on what we're doing well or what needs improvement. I've got a group of guys going down with me, right? Angelo goes with me every year. Brian goes with me, has gone with me the last couple of years, and Armin is joining us this year for his first time to the event. These are all generally experienced shooters of various degrees and various disciplines, so they get to expose themselves to a bunch of other things that are maybe outside what they normally do. Part of why I wanted to get you down there was because there's a bunch of podcasters, and I would be able to introduce you to those people, as well as kind of get all the new to pew off of you and get you a ton of experience in a very short time. But the great thing about the event is if you are in that community and you're a content creator, you can generate several months worth of content in a very short period of time because it's all condensed into one place. So you can shoot a bunch of different things. You can talk about a bunch of things. You can get hold of a bunch of different manufacturers. And if you just break each one of those down into its own video or post or content or however you want to look at it, you can get a lot done in a very short period of time. So, and that's really why Eric hosts the event, so that people like him that are big YouTubers and content creators can get access to that much stuff. And the networking is tremendous. The event is tremendous. The food is phenomenal. The camaraderie is by far my favorite part, because everybody there is just really, really nice. Now I feel like I'm just rubbing it in. And that,
well,
that
you
really
are,
wasn't my
thing, you know, but you're twisting the knife, but that's fine. That's what you get, you know. I'm going to live vicariously through you and the other folks on social media that I follow. That I know that they're going to be.
I am going to send you a ton of gun porn from that trip.
You know, I do like the old 70s Bush. So. Definitely give me the unshave and the uncut, if you would.
Gross. You're a mess.
You know. I am. I truly am.
But yeah, so it's a fun road trip with the guys down there. We have a literal and figurative blast at the event, hang out with a bunch of great people, and do some networking and a lot of business, and come back exhausted and then go back to work.
Well, I'm glad you're going. I remember last year you were debating on going, and, you know, I'm just going to say
I was in a little bit of a funk and had a couple of things on my plate that I wasn't sure which one I should deal with when. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you kind of gave me a kick in the butt and went, dude, this is your passion. You need to do this. This is your purpose. You need to maintain and dive into this with both feet. And look at where we are now, a year later.
Is there like vending as well?
Not exactly.
Okay.
There's a so. Like anything in the firearms community, there's always a bunch of swag. Right. Vendors like CMMG will have a couple of things to give away. They usually do a special edition t-shirt and patch for the event. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of the other manufacturers do similar things. CMMG is really one of my favorites. Mike Odell is always there, and he's just a super cool, amazing person with a tremendous sense of humor, who comes up with really clever designs for the stuff they do. The one year it was a TMNT themed CMMG mutant shirt that had a turtle shell on the back with the CMMG mutant, and it was all stylized like TMNT. The one year it was, I drank the CMMG Kool-Aid and the patch was the same dimensions as a pouch of Kool-Aid.
Wow. That's a so, big ass patch. Wow.
It was a big ass patch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But there's always cool stuff going on like that. And like I said, everybody that's there, like a lot of these YouTubers and podcasters have their patches, stickers, swag, goodies, and everybody's swapping and trading and you know, sharing stories and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton that goes on. That's a lot of fun.
So it's more of a.
I'll try to get you one of Mike's shirts.
Yeah, 3X or larger, preferably. The YouTubers have VidCon, which is like we're all, you know, essentially think of a gun show, but for YouTube people. And it's interesting to hear that someone thought, and had the great idea of let's get all the they call them gun tubers. I've heard that term used before. Mm-hmm. Let's get all the gun tubers together because God knows we ain't going to we're not going to VidCon with the type of stuff that is discussed in these inner circles. So if you build,
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised because you got to keep in mind a lot of these guys do this for a living, right? They have, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers. They've been doing this a long time. They are generating revenue from their videos, which is part of a hotly contested issue at this point because YouTube keeps changing their terms of service and then shutting down these guys' channels or demonetizing their videos. And, you know, for guys that are small potatoes, it's not a big deal. Like, yeah, you might be making a couple of bucks and losing that. But some of these bigger channels are really generating considerable amounts of revenue. And if you demonetize that video, well, it's like you or me losing several days from work without pay.
See how it all comes back? It all just reverts back to the universe, man. So sure. I'm going to give you a little bit of homework because that's something I'd love to talk about. How YouTube may or may not be affecting the GunTuber space, because now that there's other alternative platforms, we'll call it, you know, are people making a move over to Rumble, which is big in the news lately, and people are migrating over to there and leaving the YouTube space. Is there like tips and tricks that the people that create the content or using to try to sidestep the algorithm? Like, our stuff is up on YouTube, and it's just audio only with a graphic. So
right.
I'm curious as to what kind of things the GunTubers are doing to sidestep all of that. So I'd like to, you know, I know you're going to go down, you're going to rub elbows. I definitely would like to have some of these people on the podcast with us to talk about that. So that's a future episode, ladies and gentlemen. That's definitely
sure.
a future episode.
I will get a list compiled. I'll get a couple of volunteers while I'm down there to schedule recording dates with us, and we'll get them on the show and talk about that particular experience. Maybe we can get three or four on the show at one time and just do kind of a roundtable discussion.
Yeah, that'd be great. And something that you, the listener, can listen to and look forward to. The other thing on the agenda is some progress with our own little podcast here. We're stepping up our promotional game. We've got our stickers, you know, being mailed out, and I want to thank everyone that messaged us at newtopew@blackbagresources.com. You can find us on Instagram. If you would like to get some free swag stuff, just hit us up on any of our medias. There's a link tree on our it's on YouTube too. On all our social medias, there's a link tree with all the ways to contact us and find our stuff. And I think we're going to do a Patreon. And that's another thing too. Like, I've heard people's Patreons being shut down, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that was a discussion that the Bagman and I were having off air. It's like, do we even bother with it if it's going to be shut down? We have some stuff we'd like to offer to you, the listener. So we may be doing some stuff like that in the future.
And if you have suggestions, that would be a good time to throw their email out there again. newtopew@blackbagresources.com. So we're putting together ideas for the Patreon, and we've kind of gone back and forth about what the rewards should be, what the tiers should be. And Max and I are both of the mind, like, keep it simple, keep it inexpensive, and send you guys a cool thank you for signing up and supporting the podcast. If you have ideas, or if you're in this space and you know what works well, give us a heads up, because we're just kind of spitballing ideas right now, and it probably will be a couple more weeks before you see that actually happen. So if you have some advice for us, we'd love to hear it,
and we will appreciate any and all feedback from you, the listener.
All right, so here's another cool thing you can do this weekend if you're not taking the road trip with us. Sunday, October 2nd, Marshall Strength Training Academy in Branchburg is hosting a seminar on use of force and New Jersey self-defense laws. This is hosted by Justifiable Force at Marshall Strength Training Academy. The instructor is Mike Wolf, who is well-versed in all of these topics. He's a good friend of mine and a law enforcement instructor. We will also put a link for that course in the show notes so you can register for that. And if you're a member of the Black Bag Resources Network, there's a 25% coupon code, but you only get that if you're a member.
Do you have a sponsor for this episode, sir?
Yeah, of course. Our sponsor for this episode is Naked Armor Straight Razors in California. So they, with every purchase, they make a donation to Feeding the Homeless. They have a bunch of great men's stuff, shaving gear, scottles, ethically sourced shaving brushes. So instead of genuine badger hair, it's imitation badger hair so that you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
What the fuck is a scottle? Wait, what? What is a scottle? I'm so uncivilized. What is a scottle?
You take your shaving soap and it goes into this special bowl. And then there's another chamber in the bowl where you put hot water. And then you take your shaving brush and you whip that up and you get hot foam out of it. It's a very luxurious experience.
And here I am shaving with my $20 electrical razor from Walgreens. I need a scottle. Jesus.
Yeah, dude, we got to step up your game.
Whoa.
We got to step up your game. But I went to them when I started because my barber suggested switching to... So he switched me to a safety razor years ago. I love that. And he's going, you got to take the next step and get a straight razor. So I hooked up with Naked Armor and I get their Samson razor and I love it. It's... So it uses a double-edged disposable blade that you break in half, and then you're basically giving yourself a straight razor shave, and it's the best thing I ever did.
It was telling you
the best thing I ever did. There is no coupon code, but there's going to be a link in the bio. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. There is a coupon code. The coupon code is coupon code Black Bag Resources.